A major food shortage of sriracha is here. According to the company who makes sriracha, they publicly said, quote, "Unfortunately, we can confirm that there is an unprecedented shortage of our products. We are still endeavoring to resolve this issue that has been caused by several spiraling events, including unexpected crop failure from the spring chili harvest." Now, a lot of things have been happening in the world at once. We've heard even President Biden say that there's food shortages coming. Most of that, in reference to Biden at least, comes from the war in Ukraine, in which Russia is a major supplier of the world's fertilizer and the products that are needed in order to create fertilizer, while both Russia and most particularly Ukraine are major exporters of wheat and grain, most notably to the eastern part of Africa, in which they are hyper-dominant in the supply of food for those regions. Now this, and what a story I'm reporting on here with sriracha is showing, is that there's been a lot of things happening in the world. There's been a lot of crop failure, there's been a lot of drought, there's been a lot of areas that have gotten actually too much rain and washed out crops or fertilizer that was there. And as Hoi Fung Incorporated, who owns and produces sriracha, has been saying, these spiraling events have been making it hard to find means to produce it, and they've actually completely shut down their processes of making sriracha right now. And in their particular instance, chili peppers have been consistently in short supply since pretty much the pandemic started. However, since there was some severe weather conditions affecting the quality of peppers, the situation, according to Hoi Fung, is, quote, out of our control, and has sent out letters to their distributors advising them not to accept any new orders before September of 2022, and that any orders before Labor Day are most likely going to be fulfilled in the fall because they don't have any inventory to meet that demand, and to not, quote, promise any products to customers unless you have the product in stock. And, quote, "We hope for a fruitful fall season and thank our customers for their patience and continued support during this difficult time." Now, I'm reporting on this not because I love sriracha, which I kind of do, but because this is most likely the first sign and what's going to be a major trend going forward, not just this year, but in many years to come, as the conflating amount of different situations between closed borders, between countries is starting to escalate, like Russia not exporting any of its fertilizer, or India not exporting any rice or grains, is going to conflate. On top of that, crop failures, shifting weather patterns, us needing to think of better, more integrated means of producing our food. Because right now, the way we're producing it for the past 50 years is unsustainable, and the bill is starting to come due. First, apparently, with sriracha. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.